You know, over the last 20, well, come to think of it, maybe it's 30 years, it's been a lot of fun trying to keep up with Antonio Suad. You remember him as the founder back in 86 of Pizza Patron. Then he kind of put that one on hold, and then he went out and founded Wingstop in 1994, and he sold both for an obscene amount of money, and then he went to the nightclub business and had Pira down at American Airlines Center. And now he's taking on the full-service food business. Antonio Suad's with us. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So you have, you know, you used to explain to me the simplicity of Wingstop. You know, just have one shift, and you're only open a certain number of hours, and you have this small space and not a lot of overhead. Now you've got a 10,000-square-foot restaurant that you've opened up in Mesquite?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy with a ton of moving parts. You know, the restaurant has so many different components to it, with the pie bakery, the live music portion of it, the indoor and outdoor seating.
This is called Porch Swing.
Porch Swing, yes.
Porch Swing Cafes.
Just Porch Swing, and it just saying it makes you sort of relax and set the expectation for comfort style food and a good time.
But that is a big, that's bigger than a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
So tell me, where did the idea come from? What's the demographic? What's the food like?
You know, I wanted to do a full-service restaurant with food that everybody understood. You know, I've had experiences in my own life where I'd go to a restaurant, and I've been in the restaurant business a long time, and
long
I think
time.
I've seen pretty much everything. But the waiter would be explaining the chef's creation of the day, and when he'd leave the table, I'd turn to my wife and I'd go, you know, I'll be honest with you, man, I didn't really understand a word he said to me. And I promised myself if I ever did a full service concept, it would be nothing like that. And Porch Swing is nothing like that. It's super understandable, comfortable food, only 8 items.
Well, but food, I mean, food is, I guess, a major ingredient. But as I read about it, I haven't been out there yet. I got to say it. I mean, your part's sort of like nightclub. You've got music, on the weekends.
Yep.
You've got a store within a store. You're selling pies.
Yep.
You're going to be famous for your pies.
The pies are fabulous.
And what is it? Port Swing Live. Oh, that's and then you've got your own merchandise.
Yeah, full line of merchandise. And Port Swing Live is a sub-brand of the Porch Swing brand. I'm trying to develop a lot of intellectual property along the way, and it's coming along great. Porch Swing Live is sort of the stage and the entertainment component, and we have wonderful musicians, some singer-songwriters, some bands, and they play while you're sitting there having dinner, and people seem to love it.
You know, you've been coasting for years. You're really working now. This sounds like a lot of work.
Man, it's been crazy. It's the last 3 weeks have been the longest 6 months of my life. You
but
know?
How long have you been? How long have you been working on the concept?
2 years. I started. I sold Pizza Patron about 2 years ago and went headstrong into Porch Swing, and I was also the contractor on the building, the general contractor. So I did the complete remodel. I tell people the only thing the same is the address on the building.
But it sounds like you've got several elements. I mean, I don't know if you're going to keep all these together in 10,000 square feet, but it sounds like you've got some standalone pie business you could do, or
yep,
maybe home delivery, or you've got sort of a nightclub element. You've had some experience with that, with Pira, then you've got the restaurant. You got is this a laboratory that you put up in Mesquite right now?
Well, you know, it's the first one, but I have to say, you know, I think I thought about it for a long time. And I believe I got it right. You know, the concept has, it's very scalable. And that's my hope. You know, my intention is to build a second store rather quickly and maybe a third store out of market. And hopefully one of the bigger restaurant companies will take a look at it and see it as a tremendous growth vehicle for them. And that would be fine with me. I've worked out all the bugs. I've done all the branding. I've manualized everything. And it's the kind of place that a company like Darden or one of the other big chains could get a hold of and run with.
So the market is it, but it sounds like you know it'll accommodate families, but it's not real. It doesn't sound like really a family restaurant.
Well, it is. You know, ran out of high chairs the other day. I only have 3, and I got the word, "Hey, do we have any more high chairs?" I never imagined I'd need more than 3, but when the outdoor dining portion opens out on the porch next month, I have 280. Seats that you can dine at, but it is family. We do serve alcohol. We've got a couple of signature frozen drinks. We've got a frozen Jack and Coke and a frozen lemonade moonshine. both are fantastic. But then on the weekends, you know, it's sort of the live music kicks in. We start that at 8 o'clock, and then it goes till past midnight. And then I'm seeing how people are reacting to the space. You know, they're gravitating outside. We've got a big wood-burning fireplace outside. They'll order another drink and sit and enjoy it.
So what dictated this? Why Mesquite? Was it the location, location, location?
You know, Mesquite's a great spot, and it's a great spot. I'm at the intersection, essentially, of I-30 and 635, across from Town East Mall. Mesquite has great demography, and if you're thinking like I'm thinking, that I want to grow this into a chain, you got to find places that match that. And the truth is there's a lot of Mesquite, Texases in the United States with the same type of population, the same income levels, the same densities, and all the things that you look for. It's a great location. It's a great town, and the city's been wonderful.
It is a great town. I think around here, you know, at least on the Dallas side, all the growth is to the north and to the Friscos and Fairviews and McKinney's and Melissa's and on up and west. It's that whole Alliance Airport, that North Lake, and the area to the north. So you got next locations.
Next location is going to begin the search very shortly. The next store is going to be Ground Up Construction. You know, this was a remodel, and you know, when I went in to apply for my health permit, the health inspector met me at the door, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I leased that old building over there across the mall." He said, "I hope you're going to start with a bulldozer." And I never forgot those words. You know, the funny thing is, he knew more about the building than I did, but I didn't tear it down.
Well,
I completely rebuilt it.
So what we can say, what we've learned over the years is, you may not know anything about the restaurant, but follow the man. Antonio Swan's been doing this for a long time. I can't wait to see. Porch Swing Cafe?
No, just Porch Swing.
Just Porch Swing.
Just Porch Swing and Porch Swing Pie Company. And as part of it, we brought you a couple pies to sample, some wonderful pies. They're fabulous. Pecan cookie tops, a signature pie. And then we have the Porch Swing Live, which is the entertainment component.
That's great. Antonio Swad, always good to have you with us. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.